The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 1st of October, 2008. It's the birthday of Tim O'Brien, born in Worthington, Minnesota, 1946. The summer he graduated from college, he was drafted to fight in Vietnam. He said, "Even when I was getting on the plane for boot camp, I couldn't believe any of it was happening to me," someone who hated Boy Scouts and bugs and rifles. But it gave him something to write about, and by the end of his tour in Vietnam, he'd published several articles in newspapers. Those articles got him a job at the Washington Post. He published a memoir called "If I Die in a Combat Zone, Box Me Up and Ship Me Home." It came out in 1973. Tim O'Brien, who said he likes writing war stories because he said, "In a war story, there is a built-in life and death importance, one that a writer would have to construct otherwise. When you start a story saying it was a hot day, and you know it's a war story, the hot day has all sorts of reverberations that wouldn't be there if it were set on a beach in Miami." His book, The Things They Carried, a series of short stories, the title story, one of the most anthologized short stories in contemporary literature, which begins, "First Lieutenant Jimmy Cross carried letters from a girl named Martha, a junior at Mount Sebastian College in New Jersey. They were not love letters, but Lieutenant Cross was hoping, so he kept them folded in plastic at the bottom of his rucksack. In the late afternoon, after a day's march, he would dig his foxhole, wash his hands under a canteen, unwrap the letters, hold them with the tips of his fingers, and spend the last hour of light pretending." It's the birthday of Jimmy Carter, born in Plains, Georgia, 1924, had a prosperous fertilizer and farm supply and peanut business, and then got interested in politics after he refused to join a citizen group that opposed the integration of the schools. Became governor of Georgia and then the 39th president of the United States. Wanted to end what he called the imperial presidency. Walked down Pennsylvania Avenue for his inauguration, often wore informal clothes at official appearances, sold the presidential yacht. Jimmy Carter, who said a strong nation like a strong person can afford to be gentle, firm, thoughtful, and restrained. It is a weak nation like a weak person that must behave with bluster and boasting and rashness and other signs of insecurity. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by William Wordsworth, entitled "Composed Upon Westminster Bridge, September 3, 1802. Earth has not anything to show more fair. Dull would he be of soul who could pass by a sight so touching in its majesty. This city now doth like a garment wear the beauty of the morning, silent, bare, ships, towers, domes, theaters, and temples lie open unto the fields and to the sky, all bright and glittering in the smokeless air. Never did sun more beautifully steep in his first splendor, valley, rock, or hill. Ne'er saw I, never felt a calm so deep. The river glideth at his own sweet will. Dear God, the very houses seem asleep, and all that muddy heart is lying still." A sonnet by William Wordsworth, composed upon Westminster Bridge, September 3, 1802. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.